Somebody say gloria a Dios.
Somebody say praise God.
Is he worthy?
Es digno.
Has he been good to you?
Ha sido bueno contigo.
Somebody praise him.
Alguien dele gloria.
Just like he's been.
I have been an alien in a strange land, and the name of the other was Eleazar, for the God of my father, said he, was mine help and delivered me from the sword of Pharaoh. And Jethro, Moses' father-in-law, came with his sons and his wife unto Moses into the wilderness, where he encamped at the Mount of God. And he said unto Moses, I, thy father-in-law Jethro, am come unto thee, and thy wife and her two sons with her. And Moses went out to meet his father-in-law, and did obeisance, came into the tent. And Moses told his father-in-law all that the Lord had done unto Pharaoh and to the Egyptians from Israel's sake, and all the travail that had come upon them by the way, and how the Lord delivered them. And Jethro rejoiced for all the goodness which the Lord had done to Israel, whom he had delivered out of the hand of the Egyptians. And Jethro said, Blessed be the Lord, who hath delivered you out of the hand of the Egyptians and out of the hand of Pharaoh, who had delivered the people from under the hand of the Egyptians. Now I know that the Lord is greater than all gods, for in the thing wherein they dealt proudly, he was above them. How many of you are thankful that you know that your God is above all of the other gods? Praise God. It just took Jethro one moment hearing everything that God had done for Israel. And he said, I heard what he did and I believe. How many of you believe tonight? How many of you believe that your God is great?
¿Cuántos creen que su Dios es grande y más grande que todos los otros dioses?
And Jethro, Moses' father-in-law, took a burnt offering and sacrifice for God. And Aaron came and all the elders of Israel to eat bread with Moses' father-in-law before God. And it came to pass on the morrow that Moses sat to judge the people, and the people stood by Moses from the morning unto the evening. And when Moses' father-in-law saw all that he did to the people, he said, What is this thing that you do to the people? Why do you sit here alone, and all the people stand by thee from morning unto even? And Moses said unto his father-in-law, Because the people come unto me to inquire of God. When they have a matter, they come unto me, and I judge between one and another. And I do make them know the statutes of God and his laws. And Moses' father-in-law said unto him, The thing that thou doest is not good. You're going to wear yourself away, and you're going to wear the people out. For this burden is too heavy for you. You're not able to perform it thyself alone. And then he begins to tell him, Hearken to my voice. I want you to go, and I want you to take men. I want you to set them aside, and I want you to teach them ordinances and laws and show them the way wherein they must walk and the work that they must do. Moreover, thou shalt provide out of all the people able men, such as fear God, men of truth, hating covetousness, and place such over them to be rulers of thousands and rulers of hundreds and rulers of fifties and rulers of tens. And let them judge the people at all seasons, and it shall be that every great matter they shall bring unto thee, but every small matter they shall judge. So shall it be easier for thyself, and they shall bear the burden with thee. If you will do this thing, and God command thee so, then thou shalt be able to endure. And all this people also go to their place in peace. So Moses hearkened to the voice of his father-in-law and did all that he had said. And Moses chose able men out of Israel and made them heads over the people, rulers of thousands and hundreds and fifties and tens. And they judged the people at all seasons. The hard causes they brought unto Moses, but every small matter they judged themselves. And Moses let his father-in-law depart, and he went his way unto his own land. Praise God. I want to preach for just a few moments tonight on managing unbelief. Managing unbelief. Why don't you put your Bible down and lift your hands and your heart to heaven? God, I praise you. I magnify you.
Vamos a predicar sobre I worship you, God.
God, I pray that you would anoint this service.
Señor, y te exaltamos.
I pray that you would bless your people, God.
Este servicio y bendice tu pueblo.
I pray that you would move in this place.
Te pido que te muevas en este lugar.
In a powerful way, God.
En una manera poderosa.
Break every chain.
Rompe toda cadena.
Loose every binding thing.
Suelta todo lo que tiene el pueblo atado.
Heal every disease, God.
Sana toda enfermedad.
By your word.
Por tu palabra.
By your spirit.
Por tu espíritu.
And we'll praise you in advance.
Y te vamos a alabar en adelante.
Come on, why don't you magnify him?
¿Por qué no le alaban ahorita?
Somebody glorify Jesus.
Dale gloria.
Clap your hands, all ye people.
Aplaudan sus manos,
and
todo el
shout to God.
Y clamen con gran voz.
God bless you, and if you're going to help me preach tonight, you can be seated.
Dios los bendiga. Si me van a ayudar a predicar, se pueden sentar.
The plan of God is unfolding for the nation of Israel.
El plan de Dios se está desarrollando para el pueblo de Israel.
It is unfolding exactly as God set it out to unfold.
Se está desarrollando igual como Dios lo quería que pasara.
Pharaoh's army is buried under the waters of the Red Sea.
Los ejércitos de Faraón están enterrados en el agua.
The nation of Israel has come out of Egypt with a very high hand.
La nación de Israel ha salido con la victoria de Egipto.
They left with gold and silver and raiment.
Salieron con oro, con ropa y con todo lo que ocupaban.
Everything that they will need.
Todo lo que ellos ocupaban.
To make this short journey.
Para hacer este viaje corto.
From Egypt to Canaan's land.
De Egipto a Canaán.
God has already made provision for.
Dios ya ha hecho provisión para eso.
God has made provision.
Dios ya suplió la necesidad.
For the journey from Egypt to Canaan.
Para el viaje de Egipto a Canaán.
The nation of Egypt has been dismantled.
La nación de Egipto ha sido destruida.
One plague at a time.
Una plaga a la vez.
Miriam has already written and sung her song.
Miriam ya cantó y danzó con su baile.
The horse and the rider,
el caballo y el jinete,
have been cast into the sea.
Han sido echados al mar.
Later, when the spies enter into Canaan's land,
después cuando las espías se meten a la tierra de Canaán,
they will find that the reports of the slaughter of the Egyptians,
van a encontrar el reporte del Egipto,
have already reached the ears of the Canaanites.
Ya llegaron hasta esas tierras.
They will find that the Canaanites are already prepared.
Van a encontrar que los Canaanes ya están listos.
For the people of God to go and take the land.
Para que el pueblo de Dios vaya y toma la tierra.
They will find that the Canaanites are living in terror.
Van a encontrar que el pueblo de Canaán está atemorado.
Their enemy understands that it's only a matter of time.
Su enemigo sabe que nomás tienen poco tiempo.
Before the people of God go and possess what is rightly theirs.
Antes que el pueblo de Dios venga y posea la tierra prometida.
Can I stop and tell the church of the living God tonight?
Puedo parar y decirle a la iglesia.
That your enemy already understands.
Que tu enemigo ya entiende.
That it's only a matter of time.
Que solo es un poco de tiempo.
The adversary of your soul already understands.
El enemigo de tu alma ya entiende.
That if you can live up to the potential.
Que si tú puedes subir a tu potencial.
That God has placed in your life.
Que Dios ha puesto en tu vida.
That the horse and the rider.
Que el caballo y el jinete.
Are going to be cast into the sea.
Van a estar echados al mar.
Can I tell somebody tonight?
Puedo decirle a alguien esta noche.
That the strong man of the city of Birmingham,
que el hombre fuerte de la ciudad de Birmingham,
is already shaking in his pointy-toed boots.
Ya está temblando de miedo.
When he thinks about another generation,
cuando piensa en otra generación,
rising up in the promise of the word of God,
levantándose en la promesa de Dios.
Young people, can I preach to you tonight?
Jóvenes, les puedo predicar.
That there is a strong man in this city.
Que sí hay un hombre fuerte en esta ciudad.
But he's already lived long enough to understand.
Pero ya ha vivido lo suficiente para entender.
That if you fight like God has called you to fight.
Que si tú peleas como Dios te ha llamado para pelear.
He doesn't have a prayer.
Él no tiene una oración.
He already understands.
Él ya entiende.
Because he's read the back of the book.
Porque él ha leído la detrás de la historia.
He already understands.
Él ya entiende.
Because he was standing there in Genesis chapter 3.
Porque él estaba parado en Génesis capítulo 3.
When God began to talk to Adam and Eve.
Cuando Dios empezó a hablar con Adán y Eva.
About the prophecy that was coming to pass.
De la profecía que iba a venir.
That one day.
Que un día.
The seed of the woman.
La semilla de la mujer.
Is going to stand up and defy.
Se va a parar y va a pelear.
The seed of the serpent.
Contra la semilla de la serpiente.
He already understands.
Él ya entiende.
That he may knock you down.
Que él te puede tumbar.
But it's only a matter of time.
Pero no más es un un poco de tiempo.
If you'll get up again.
Si tú te levantas otra vez.
If you'll get up again.
Si tú te levantas otra
if
vez.
If you'll get up again.
Si tú te levantas otra vez.
Then your heel.
Entonces tu pie.
Is going to be placed on his head.
Se va a poner sobre su cabeza.
And you're going to win the victory.
Y tú vas a ganar la victoria.
I've come to tell this church.
Yo vengo a decirle a esta iglesia.
There's a city waiting on you to take it.
Que está una ciudad que te está esperando a ti.
There's a revival waiting on you to take it.
Hay un avivamiento que te va a esperar a ti.
The kingdom of heaven suffers violence.
El reino de Dios sufre violencia.
But the violent,
pero los violentos,
are going to take it by force. Do you believe that tonight?
¿Tú lo crees esto esta
Do you
noche?
Believe that tonight?
¿Tú lo crees eso esta noche?
Why don't you praise him?
¿Por qué no lo alabas?
Like you believe it.
Como si lo creyeras.
Why don't you praise him?
¿Por qué no lo alabas?
Like you plan to do something about it.
Como que tú tienes algo planeado de hacer.
Why don't you right now?
¿Por qué no ahorita?
Put the devil under your feet.
Pones el diablo abajo de tus
Come on,
pies.
Why don't you right now?
¿Por qué no ahorita?
Take dominion over the adversary.
Tomas dominio sobre
when you clap your hands.
Cuando aplaudes tus manos.
When you lift your voice.
Tu voz,
you bind his enemies with chains and his
cadenas,
nobles with fetters of iron.
Y sus noblezas
Somebody praise him.
Alguien alábenlo.
Like you know the battle is in your hand.
Como que saben que la victoria está en su mano.
Enemy already understands. He already has heard the report of God.
El enemigo ya lo entiende, ya escuchó el reporte de Dios.
But there is this small matter.
Pero hay un poco problema.
Of the nation itself.
De la nación de Israel.
3 to 5 million people.
3 a 5 millones de personas.
Who were previously in prison and in slavery.
Que antes estaban en esclavitud.
Who don't have an established identity.
Que no tienen una identidad.
They don't know who they are yet.
Ellos no saben quiénes son ellos.
They have not sold out yet.
No han entrado todo al 100.
To the idea that God knows best.
A la idea que Dios sabe lo mejor.
And they have microscopic fears.
Y tienen pequeños problemas.
They have small problems.
Tienen pequeños problemas.
That begin to distract them.
Que los empiezan a distraer.
They are worried about the cares of life.
Están distraídos con los problemas de la vida.
They are worried about how to make ends meet.
Están preocupados de cómo van a salir al día siguiente.
And it begins to test the fabric of Moses' leadership.
Y empieza a darle problemas a Moisés.
Most of the time,
casi todo el tiempo,
when we examine this passage of scripture that we read tonight,
cuando leemos esa escritura esta noche,
if you examine it from a horizontal perspective,
si tú lo examinas nomás al verlo,
you might assume
tú tal vez pensarías
that what Jethro does
que lo que hace Jethro
is an improvement on Moses' system.
Está mejorando el sistema de Moisés.
And I think to some degree
yo pienso que a un degrado
that it is an improvement.
Que sí es un mejoramiento.
Jethro begins to say,
Jethro empieza a decir,
break up your leadership into groups.
Pon tus líderes en grupos.
You handle the big stuff.
Tú haz lo grande.
Let your leaders handle the small stuff.
Y tus líderes que se enfoquen en lo pequeño.
Which on a practical level.
Y en un algo práctico.
Makes a lot of sense.
Es tiene mucho sentido.
But on a fundamental level.
Pero en un nivel fundamental.
The entire strategy.
Toda la estrategia.
Is focused upon
está enfocada
managing unbelief
en manejando la incredulidad
from sun up to sundown
de amanecer a anochecer
their problems had to be mediated
sus problemas tenían que ser resueltos
because
por qué
everybody say because
todos digan por qué
they did not believe
porque ellos no creían
this shows us
esto nos enseña
how people begin to organize their life
cuando la gente se empieza a organizar sus vidas
when they are not living by faith
cuando no están viviendo por fe
7 days a week
7 días a la semana
365 days a year
365 días al año
for 40 years
por 40 años
what you see here as you study this story
lo que miras aquí cuando estudias esta historia
is that the nation of Israel,
es que la nación de Israel
has a pathological perspective
tenían una perspectiva muy pequeña.
Every single solitary issue,
todo problema,
needed an answer,
necesitaba una respuesta,
outside of themselves,
afuera de ellos mismos.
Moses had a relationship with God.
Moisés tenía una relación con Dios.
We will find in time that Joshua and Caleb had a relationship with God.
Vamos a darnos cuenta que Josué y Caleb también tenían una relación con Dios.
Moses believed that they could go into promise.
Moisés creía que podían entrar a la promesa.
Joshua and Caleb believed that they could go into promise.
Josué y Caleb creían que podían entrar a la tierra prometida.
But the people did not believe the report of God.
Pero el pueblo no creía el reporte.
They had never developed a relationship with God for themselves.
Ellos nunca tuvieron una relación con Dios por sí mismo.
They had never personalized the word of God for themselves.
Ellos nunca hicieron la palabra personal.
They did not believe God on a fundamental level.
En su fundación no creían en Dios.
So 3 to 5 million people.
So 3 to 5 millones de personas.
Stood in line.
Se pusieron en línea.
From sun up.
Del amanecer,
until sundown,
al anochecer,
all day long,
todo el día,
in the hot sun,
en el sol caliente,
and in the cold,
y en lo frío,
at every season,
en toda temporada,
at every time,
en todo tiempo,
waiting for somebody else to tell them how to live their life,
esperando que alguien más le dijera cómo vivir sus vidas.
If they were going to go and buy a new puppy,
si iban a ir a comprarse un nuevo otro perrito,
they had to go and ask the preacher.
Tenían que ir a preguntar al predicador.
Do you think it's the will of God for me to buy a puppy?
¿Tú crees que es la voluntad de Dios que yo compre un perrito?
If they were going to go and buy a new house.
¿Es la voluntad de Dios que me compre una nueva casa?
They had to go and ask the preacher if it was the will of God.
Tenían que ir a preguntarle al predicador si era la voluntad de Dios.
If they were going to make a decision.
Si ellos iban a hacer una decisión.
Whether it was small or great.
Cuando era chiquito o grande.
They had to go stand in line.
Tenían que ponerse en línea.
And figure out.
Y averiguar
if it was the will of God,
si era la voluntad de Dios,
because they didn't believe in the macro plan of God,
porque ellos no creían en todo el plan de Dios.
Their micro problems,
sus problemas pequeños,
became Moses's problem,
se convirtieron en los problemas de Moisés.
It became Joshua's problem,
se convirtieron en los problemas de Josué.
It became Caleb's problem,
se convirtieron en los problemas de Caleb.
And so for 40 years,
so por 40 años,
they wandered in the wilderness.
Se rodearon en el desierto.
And Moses had to manage their unbelief.
Y Moisés tenía que manejar su incredulidad.
Praise God, are you still with me tonight?
Están con nosotros.
Praise God, if you love God, why don't you give him some praise?
Si aman a Dios, denle gloria.
Praise God.
Den un aplauso.
Praise God. They had seen the miraculous.
Ellos miraron los milagros.
They had seen the power of God.
Ellos miraron el poder de Dios.
They had seen the supernatural.
Miraron lo supernatural.
But they did not believe.
Pero no creían.
They had knowledge of what God could do.
Tenían la sabiduría de lo que Dios puede hacer.
But they were not converted internally.
Pero no lo tenían adentro de ellos.
In Psalms chapter 78,
en Salmo 78,
that we referenced on Wednesday night,
que hablamos el miércoles,
in your free time, go and read it and study it.
En su tiempo libre, vaya y léalo y estúdialo.
David begins to tell us,
David empieza a decirnos,
about the nation of Israel,
de la nación de Israel,
that they served a limitless God,
que sirven a un Dios sin límites.
But because they did not believe God.
Pero porque ellos no creían en Dios.
Because they could not see the highest vision of God.
Porque ellos no podían mirar la visión alta de Dios.
Because they couldn't buy in to the profound plan of God that he had for the nation.
Porque ellos no podían creer en todo lo que Dios tenía para ellos.
That they limited.
Que ellos limitaron.
The limitless.
Al que tiene no, al que no tiene límites.
That they made impotent,
que hicieron impotente,
the omnipotent,
al omnipotente.
But I'm just here to tell you tonight,
estoy aquí para decirles,
praise God, that you serve a limitless God,
que usted sirve un Dios omnipotente.
I'm here to tell somebody tonight,
le estoy aquí para decirle a alguien,
That you serve an omnipotent God.
Que tú sirves a un Dios omnipotente.
I'm here to tell somebody tonight.
Estoy aquí para decirles a alguien.
That you serve a God.
Que tú sirves a un Dios.
That owns the cattle on a thousand hills.
Que es el dueño de todo en el mundo.
I'm here to tell somebody tonight.
Estoy aquí para decirle a alguien esta noche.
That you serve a God.
Que tú sirves a un Dios.
That can open up a barren womb.
Que puede hablar una puede ser una mujer que no tenga bebés dar bebés.
I'm telling you that you serve a God.
Estoy aquí para decirles que ustedes sirven a un Dios.
Who can do exceedingly.
Que puede hacer mucho.
Abundantly.
De más.
Above everything.
Arriba de todo.
That you can ask or
que tú le puedes pedir.
According to the power.
Conforme el poder.
That's working on the inside of you.
Está trabajando adentro de uno.
But you,
pero tú,
can bind up God.
Tú puedes atar a Dios.
You can limit God.
Tú puedes ponerle límites a Dios.
By your disposition.
Por tu posición.
You can limit God by your words.
Tú puedes limitar a Dios con tus palabras.
Life and death is in the power of the tongue.
La vida y la muerte están en la lengua.
And by your words,
y por tus palabras,
you are justified.
Tú estás justificado.
And by your words,
y por tus palabras,
you are condemned.
Tú estás condenado.
And there comes a place,
y hay un lugar,
in your life,
en tu vida,
where nobody else can say,
donde nadie más puede decir,
what you were called to say,
lo que tú estás llamado para
nobody
decir.
Else can speak,
nadie más puede hablar,
what you were called to speak,
lo que tú estás llamado para decir.
I'm telling you, if you could see what God
te
wants
quiero,
to do in your life,
te quiero decir, si tú puedes ver lo que Dios quiere hacer en tu vida,
it would blow your mind,
te va a echar para atrás.
Hispanic congregation.
La congregación hispana.
If you could see,
si tú lo puedes ver,
what God wants to do in your community,
lo que Dios puede hacer en tu comunidad,
it would blow your mind.
Te va a echar para atrás.
Alex, if you could see,
si tú puedes ver, Alex,
what God wants to do in your family,
lo que Dios quiere hacer en tu familia,
it would blow your mind.
Te va a echar para atrás.
But there's a point.
Pero hay un punto
where you have to begin to say,
donde tú tienes que decir,
what God has called you to say,
lo que Dios te ha llamado a ti que digas,
in order for it to materialize in your life,
para que pueda ser realidad.
Brother Kadarius,
hermano Kadarius,
it's the will of God,
es la voluntad de Dios,
for revival to break out,
que el avivamiento se vaya,
in the different youth group,
en todos los grupos.
But there's a point
que un Dios,
where Bishop Sutton,
que el pastor,
can't prophesy,
pueda profetizar,
for you,
para ti,
but you have to prophesy,
pero tú tienes que profetizar,
you have to speak,
tú tienes que decirlo,
those things that are not,
esas cosas que no son,
as though they were,
como si ya fueran.
Can I just be plain with you tonight?
Les puedo decir en simple manera.
I don't want to manage unbelief.
Yo no quiero manejar la incredulidad.
Sun up.
De amanecer.
Sundown.
Anochecer.
What is that? 12 to 16 hours a day?
¿Qué es eso? 12 a 16 horas al día.
Fighting.
Peleando.
Fussing.
Peleando.
Carnality,
la sensualidad,
distraction,
distracciones,
unbelief,
incredulidad,
everything that they needed to go into promise,
todo lo que tenían para la promesa,
God had given to them,
Dios se los había dado,
they had it in their possession,
los tenían en sus manos.
Do you know that God told Abraham,
tú sabes que Dios le dijo a Abraham,
it's part of my plan.
Es parte de mi plan.
I'm going to send your descendants,
voy a mandar tu semilla,
into a strange land,
a una tierra extraña.
I'm going to put them under the hand,
los voy a poner en la mano,
of taskmasters,
de esclavos y de dueños de esclavos.
They're going to have to learn some skills,
van a tener que aprender a trabajar.
They're going to have to learn to do some work,
van a aprender a tener que cansarse.
And when I get good and ready,
y cuando yo me ponga listo,
I'm going to bring them out of that land,
los voy a sacar de esa tierra,
with everything that they need,
con todo lo que necesitan,
for dominion,
para el dominio.
That first generation,
esa primera generación,
had all of the gold that they needed, Brother Antoine.
Tenían todo el oro que necesitaban.
That first generation,
esa primera generación,
had all of the silver that they needed.
Tenía toda la plata que necesitaban.
That first generation,
esa primera generación,
had all of the parchment and the clothing that they needed.
Tenían toda la ropa y los caballos que ocupaban.
That first generation,
esa primera generación,
had all of the skills that they needed.
Tenían todos los talentos que necesitaban.
But one thing,
pero una cosa,
that they lacked,
que no tenían,
they did not believe.
Ellos no creían.
When you read that passage in Psalms chapter 78,
cuando tú lees ese capítulo en Salmo 78,
he even says in one place,
y también dice en un lugar,
they honor me with their lips.
Me honran con sus labios.
To some degree, they were saying the right thing.
Ellos a un grado estaban diciendo lo correcto.
But there wasn't congruence between what they were saying and what was happening in their heart.
Pero no se alineaban sus palabras con su corazón.
I'm going to tell you something tonight.
Les voy a decir algo esta noche.
It doesn't just matter what you do.
No nomás importa lo que tú haces.
It matters what you do.
Importa lo que haces.
It matters what you say.
Importa lo que dices.
But it also matters that there is a heart of belief.
Pero también importa que hay un corazón de que cree.
And there has to be a place.
Y tiene que haber un lugar.
Where the people of God go to a place in prayer.
Donde el pueblo de Dios va a la oración.
And they begin to tell God.
Y empiezan a hablar a Dios.
God, I heard what your word said.
Dios, yo escuché lo que dice tu palabra.
I heard that you want to give us great dominion and authority.
Yo escuché que me quieres dar dominio y autoridad.
But God, there's something on the inside of me.
Pero Dios, hay algo adentro de mí.
That still doesn't believe.
Que todavía no cree.
But I'm not going to leave this place of prayer.
Pero yo no me voy de aquí, de este lugar.
Until I break through the veil of the flesh.
Hasta que rompa la carne.
And something breaks on the inside of me.
Y algo se rompe adentro de mí.
And you start to fill me on the inside.
Y me empiezas a llenar de adentro.
With what I need to believe God.
Con lo que yo necesito para creer
en ti. No matter what happens in my life.
No importa lo que pase en mi vida.
There has to be a place.
Tiene que haber un lugar.
Where the people of God.
Donde el pueblo de Dios.
Begin to align.
Se empieza a alinear.
What they say.
Con lo que dicen.
And what they do.
Y lo que hacen.
And how they feel.
Y sus corazones.
With the word of God.
Con la palabra de Dios.
And stand flat-footed.
Y se tienen que parar firmes.
With their chin up.
Con su cara para arriba.
With a smile on their face.
Con una sonrisa.
And say, preacher.
Y digan, predicador.
I believe.
Yo lo creo.
I believe.
Yo lo creo.
I see people sometimes.
Yo veo a veces las personas.
You come into their presence.
Vienen a la presencia.
Brother Micah.
Pero Micah.
They look all frumpy.
Se miran todos cansados.
And their hair's messed up.
Y su cabello se mira mal.
And they walk up.
Y caminan.
And they're like, how's it going?
Y están.
They walk up and say,
hablen y dicen,
hey man, what's up? How you doing?
¿Estás bien?
God is good.
Dios es bueno.
God is good. And it's obvious
y se ve
that they're saying the right thing.
Que están diciendo lo correcto.
But they don't believe.
Pero no lo creen.
There's a lack of congruence.
No se alinean.
Alignment.
No se alinea el corazón y las palabras.
There's no alignment with heaven.
No hay alineación con el cielo.
There's nothing in them that is saying, I believe the report of the Lord.
No hay nada dentro de ellos que dicen, yo creo lo que dice la palabra.
They're not using the platform that God has given them.
No están usando la plataforma que Dios les dio.
Not to say, Brother Michael.
No para decir, hermano Michael.
You don't understand what I'm going through.
Tú no entiendes lo que estoy haciendo yo.
You don't know how bad it is.
Tú no sabes qué tan difícil es.
You don't know what I'm suffering.
Tú no sabes mi sufrimiento.
You don't know the pain I feel.
Tú no sabes el dolor.
But they are using the platform,
pero están usando la plataforma
that God has given to them,
que Dios les dio,
to say God is able.
Dios puede.
God is able to restore a marriage.
Dios puede restaurar el matrimonio.
God is able to mend a broken heart.
Dios puede restaurar un corazón quebrado.
God is able to put your life back together.
Dios puede arreglar tu vida.
God is able to give us revival.
Dios nos puede dar
avivamiento. God is able to cause us to walk in our high places.
Dios nos puede hacer caminar en victoria.
There has to be a place,
tiene que haber un lugar,
where the people of God,
donde el pueblo de Dios,
begin to act like they believe.
Empiezan a actuar como si creen.
I'm just going to tell you,
yo nomás les voy a decir,
I don't want to manage unbelief in my own life.
Yo no quiero manejar incredulidad en mi vida.
Brother Cadarius, I've been there.
Hermano Cadiz, yo he estado allí.
In my youth,
en mi juventud,
I could have outlined all of the problems for you.
Yo te pude enseñar todos los problemas.
I could have outlined everything that was wrong.
Yo te lo podía enseñar todo lo que estaba mal.
I could have outlined, well, the praise group singing the wrong song.
Yo te estaba diciendo que el coro estaba cantando la mala canción.
And if more people would pray, we could get the job done.
Y si más personas pueden orar, pudiéramos hacer algo.
And if the preacher would preach different, then maybe it would be different.
Si el predicador lo predicaría diferente, tal vez hubiera un cambio.
And maybe if brother so and so would get it together, then we could have revival.
Y si el hermano fulano de tal pudiera hacer algo, tal vez podemos hacer.
There has to be a point.
Pero tiene que haber un punto.
When I make a decision for myself,
que haya un hermano que yo haga la decisión,
that I am going to have revival,
que yo voy a tener avivamiento,
that I'm going to see the works of God,
que yo voy a ver la obra de Dios,
that I'm going to see God change the circumstance,
yo voy a ver a Dios cambiar las
circunstancias, that I'm going to walk in my high places,
que yo voy a caminar en victoria.
There has to be the spirit of a Joshua.
Tiene que haber un espíritu de Josué.
There has to be the spirit of a Caleb.
Tiene que haber un espíritu del hermano Caleb.
That says you can serve whatever God you want to.
Que diga, puedes servir otro Dios que tú quieras.
But as for me and my house,
pero yo y mi casa,
we're going to serve the Lord.
Vamos a servir al Señor.
There has to be the spirit of a Caleb.
Tiene que haber un espíritu de Caleb.
That says now,
que diga ahora,
give me,
dame a mí,
my mountain,
mi monte.
Because otherwise,
porque si no,
we're just managing unbelief.
Nomás estamos manejando la incredulidad.
And that's where churches get distracted.
Y ahí es donde las iglesias se distraen.
They start trying to put programs together.
Empiezan a poner programas.
They start trying to organize people.
Empiezan a querer organizarse.
They start becoming too rigid.
Se empiezan al plan.
The praise group gets too focused on how good we can sing.
El coro se enfoca en las canciones.
I'm thankful we don't have that kind of praise group.
Y estoy agradecido que no tengamos ese coro.
And I'm not saying they can't sing.
Y no estoy diciendo que no pueden cantar.
Well, all of y'all cynics, I saw y'all laughing. I mean, what you heard tonight is as good as you're ever going to hear anywhere at any time.
Esa música esta noche era música.
And that
muy
youth
buena.
Choir is bad to the bone.
Y ese coro de los jóvenes es muy bueno.
But we can't.
Pero no podemos.
We can't recruit Jethro.
No podemos atraer a Jethro.
To come and organize our unbelief.
Para que nos organice nuestra incredulidad.
And make a generation believe.
Y haga una generación creer.
We're not going to go to the charismatic church across town.
Nosotros no somos energéticos.
To find out how they're organizing church.
Para ir a otra iglesia y ver cómo
in order to have revival.
Y cómo lo vamos a hacer para el avivamiento.
We're not going to the church, the pseudo church across town.
No vamos a otra iglesia en otro lado.
To try to figure out how to have a crowd.
Para averiguar cómo hace el pueblo.
And try to figure out how to fill up a building.
Y averiguar cómo llenar el edificio.
But if the people of God,
pero si el pueblo de Dios,
will simply believe,
simplemente va a creer,
the report of the Lord,
lo que dice Dios,
we can't help.
Lo podemos tener.
But have great success.
Y vamos a tener éxito.
We can't help.
Y no podemos.
but have revival. We can't help but have a breakthrough. I'm telling you, the apostolic church doesn't need help from any other organization, but God has given us everything that we need to take the city of Birmingham, to have revival in our day. What do you say, New Life? Why don't we just have revival? Why don't we just see God do the work? Why don't we just have a breakthrough? Why don't we just see God do the miraculous? I've had somewhere in the neighborhood of probably 7 to 10 people.
Yo he tenido 7 a 10 personas.
Approximately that.
Aproximadamente.
Call me or come to me recently.
Llamarme o decirme.
And tell me.
Y a hablar conmigo.
That they had a dream.
Que ellos tuvieron un sueño.
About this church.
De esta iglesia.
But it was much bigger than this physical location.
Pero era mucho más grande que este lugar.
And that in the dream,
y que en ese sueño,
the building was full.
El edificio estaba lleno.
It was to capacity.
Tenían toda la capacidad
llena. How many of you have had a dream similar to that? Raise your hand high.
¿Alguien ha tenido un sueño igual? Levanten sus manos.
Sister Ty, I remember the conversation. Sister Elise came to me. She came to me just this week.
Vinieron estas hermanas a mí a hablar conmigo esta semana.
But let me tell you something.
Pero déjales digo algo.
We're not cutting corners to get there.
No vamos a cortar las esquinas para llegar allí.
Nope. We don't have to cut corners to get there.
No tenemos que cortar las esquinas.
Because when God's ready,
porque cuando Dios está listo,
to get us there,
para llevarnos a ese lugar,
out of the mouth of 2 or 3 witnesses,
a la voz de 2 o 3 testigos,
every word is going to be established.
Toda palabra va a ser establecida.
We're still a prophetic people.
Todavía somos una
pueblo profético. We're still a chosen generation.
Seguimos siendo un real sacerdote.
We're still a royal priesthood.
Somos una nación escogida.
We're still a peculiar people.
Somos una gente especial.
And we have been called,
y fuimos llamados,
to show forth,
para enseñar la gloria,
the praises of him,
de aquel que nos ha,
who's called us out of darkness,
llamado fuera de la oscuridad,
and into his marvelous
y a su luz.
We're going to get there.
Vamos a llegar allí.
On one God preaching.
En la predicación de un Dios.
No shortcuts.
No vamos a cortar esquinas.
No side roads.
No vamos a tomar la vuelta.
No detours.
No vamos a dejar caminos por veredas.
We're going to get there.
Vamos a llegar allí.
On the essentiality.
En la esencial.
Of speaking in tongues as evidence for the Holy Ghost.
Que tienes que hablar en otras lenguas.
We're going to get there.
Vamos a llegar allí.
On the essentiality,
con la esencialidad,
of baptism,
del bautismo,
in the name of Jesus,
en el nombre de Jesús.
We're going to get there.
Vamos a llegar allí.
On holiness preaching.
En la santidad.
Because the Bible still says,
porque la Biblia todavía dice,
follow peace,
sigan paz,
with all men,
con todos hombres,
and holiness,
santidad,
without which no man,
con la cual nadie,
is going to see the Lord,
verá al Señor.
We're going to get there.
Vamos a llegar allí.
On prayer rooms full of people praying,
en oraciones llenas, en cuartos de oraciones llenos,
fervently,
con pasión,
and effectually,
y con gran poder.
Praise God. We're going to get there by pathos prayer.
Vamos a llegar allí con,
by passionate prayer.
Con la oración pasionante.
We're going to get there on intercession.
Vamos a llegar ahí con intercesión.
We're going to get there.
Vamos a llegar allí.
Standing firm.
Parados firmes.
Against the cultural onslaught.
En contra de la cultura,
that is trying to push the church back,
que quiere empujar la iglesia para atrás,
into a corner,
a una esquina.
We're going to do it.
Vamos a hacerlo.
While our
community
mientras nuestra comunidad
is celebrating Pride Month.
Está celebrando el mes de orgullo.
And we're going to preach
y vamos a predicar
that there's still
que todavía hay
only a man
hay solamente un hombre
and a woman
y una mujer.
And everything in between
y todo lo que está en medio
is confusion.
Está confundido.
Because otherwise,
porque si no,
we'll be like Israel.
Vamos a ser como Israel.
God said,
cuando Dios dijo,
I blessed you.
Te bendecí.
I gave you provision.
Te di todo lo que necesitabas.
I gave you children.
Te di hijos.
And I gave you those to raise up.
Y te los di para que le los enseñaras.
To walk in power.
Para que caminen en poder.
To walk in dominion.
Para que caminen en dominio.
And to walk in authority.
Y para que caminen en autoridad.
But because you didn't believe.
Pero porque tú no creíste.
You wasted your inheritance.
Desperdiciaste tu herencia.
And I called you to walk in dominion.
Y te llamé para que caminaras en dominio.
But because you would not ascend to your rightful place.
Pero porque tú no tomabas tu lugar.
Because you would not release me.
Pero porque tú no me soltabas a mí.
To be all powerful in your life.
Para ser todopoderoso en tu vida.
I've taken your inheritance.
Te he quitado tu herencia.
And I've turned it over to the caterpillar.
Y se la he dado al gusano.
I took your dominion.
Te di tomé tu dominio.
And I gave it to something I put under your feet.
Y se lo di a algo que lo puse abajo de tus pies.
And now you are the tail.
Y ahora tú eres la cola.
And not the head.
Y no la cabeza.
But let me tell this church something.
Déjale digo esta iglesia
algo. It is not the will of God.
No es la voluntad de Dios.
For you to be following.
Que tú estés siguiendo.
And the world to be leading.
Y que el mundo esté guiando.
Not in business.
No en negocio.
Not in family.
No en familia.
Not in spiritual things.
No en las cosas espirituales.
Not in politics.
No en política.
Not in law.
No en la ley.
Not in medicine.
No en medicina.
It's the will of God.
Es la voluntad de Dios.
For you to be the head.
Que tú seas la cabeza.
And not the tail.
Y no la cola.
It's the will of God.
Es la voluntad de Dios.
For you to be blessed in the city.
Que tú seas bendecido en la ciudad.
And blessed in the field.
Bendecido en el field.
Blessed in your going out.
Bendecido cuando entras.
And blessed in your coming in.
Y bendecido cuando sales.
It's the will of God, sister
Deborah. Es la voluntad de la hermana Deborah.
For your babies
que tus bebés
to rise up
que se suban
and call you blessed.
Y te llamen.
It's the will of God,
es
Brother
la voluntad
Kyle.
De Dios.
For your babies
que tus bebés
to contend
que peleen
with the enemy
con el enemigo
in the game.
En el nombre.
It's the will of God
y es la voluntad de Dios.
For us to march down
que nosotros caminemos
into
en
the city of Birmingham,
a la ciudad de Birmingham
and kick the door
y patemos la puerta
off of their religious tradition.
Todas las tradiciones.
And let the blind
y que dejen los
and the lame
y los cojos
and the halt
y los
and the dumb
y la lengua
come into the house of God.
Vengan a la casa de Dios.
It's time for revival.
Es tiempo para
it's
revival.
Time for miracles.
Es tiempo para
it's time for signs.
Es tiempo
it's
para
time
señales.
For wonders.
Es tiempo para
does anybody believe? If you
Pedro.
Believe, stand up on your feet.
Si tú lo crees,
if you believe, lift up a shout.
Si tú crees que para profetizar.
Don't be like Jonah.
No seas como Jonás.
Don't look at somebody next to you and tell them, don't be like Jonah.
No seas, mira a alguien más y dile, no seas como Jonás.
Don't make God have revival in spite of you.
No hagas que Dios tenga un avivamiento sin ti.
Let me tell you what it looks like to manage unbelief.
Déjate miro cómo se mira manejar la incredulidad.
He comes off of an incredible revival.
Viene de un gran avivamiento.
But his heart's not right with God.
Pero su corazón no está bien con Dios.
He's hard-hearted.
Su corazón está fuerte.
He doesn't like people who don't look like him.
No le gusta la gente que no se mira como él.
He doesn't like people who doesn't talk like him.
No le gusta la gente que no habla como él.
And he's bitter and angry.
Y está amargado y enojado.
And the mercy of God allows that gourd to grow up.
Y la misericordia de Dios permita que esa sombra le crezca.
Just to give him a little bit of respite from the heat.
Nomás para darle un poco de descanso del calor.
But because his heart's not right.
Pero porque su corazón no estaba bien.
God says, Jonah.
Dios dijo, Jonás.
I wanted to bless you.
Te quería bendecir.
I wanted to get. I'm just telling you.
Yo nomás te voy a decir.
I'm laying up in the shade of the provision of God right
Estoy
now
en
in
la
my life.
De provisión de Dios.
And I don't want it to change for anything.
Y yo no quiero que cambie
but
para
it's an
nada.
Issue of the heart.
Pero es una problema
I don't want God to cut down the gourd in my life
yo no quiero que Dios quite la sombra
because
de mi
of
vida.
Unbelief.
De la, por la incredulidad.
I don't want to have to get up every morning
yo no quiero levantarme cada mañana
and call Bishop Sutton
y llamarle al obispo
and have him encourage me good enough
y decirle que me dé ánimo.
To be positive out on the job.
Para que sea positivo en el trabajo.
But I want to get up in the morning.
Pero me quiero levantar en la mañana.
Even though I feel some things in my heart.
Aunque siento unas cosas en mi corazón.
That make me feel bad about myself.
Que me hacen sentir mal de mí mismo.
I want to get up in the morning.
Me quiero levantar en la mañana.
And say daily.
Y decir a diario.
He loadeth me.
Él me da.
With blessings.
Bendiciones.
The Lord gives.
El Señor da.
The Lord takes away.
El Señor quita.
Blessed.
Bendito sea.
Blessed.
Bendito sea.
Blessed.
Bendito sea.
Be the name
El
of the
nombre
Lord.
De Jehová.
I'm going to ask you this question tonight.
Les quiero hacer una pregunta esta noche.
How could we position ourselves?
¿Cómo nos ponemos en un lugar?
Right now.
Ahorita.
With God.
Con Dios.
To just take off.
Para poder quitarnos.
Like a garment to take off.
Así como una chamarra para quitarse.
Our unbelief.
Quitarnos la incredulidad.
To cast it off.
Para quitárselo y aventarlo.
And say, God,
y decir, Dios,
I'm tired of this thing.
Estoy cansado de eso.
I'm tired of the negativity.
Estoy cansado de la negatividad.
I'm tired of the unbelief.
Estoy cansado de la incredulidad.
Yes, there are things broken in me.
Sí, hay cosas quebradas adentro de mí.
Yes, I wonder if we could be like that man.
Yo me imagino que si podemos ser como el hombre.
Who looked at Jesus.
Que mira Jesús
and said,
dice,
I believe,
yo creo,
but help
pero ayuda
my unbelief.
Incredulidad.
I believe God.
Yo creo Dios.
I have a little bit of faith.
Tengo poquito de fe.
But can you make the difference?
Pero tú puedes ver la diferencia.
Can you take my unbelief?
Puedes tomar mi incredulidad.
And can you remove it from me?
Y la puedes quitar de mí.
How could we position ourselves?
¿Cómo nos podemos posicionar
tonight
esta noche?
To begin to buy in.
Para poder comprar.
To the profundity.
Y creer en todo.
To how profound the plan of God is.
Para ver qué tan profundo es.
That we could see it on a level.
Que lo podemos mirar en un nivel.
That we've never seen it before.
Que nunca lo hemos visto antes.
That we can walk back into our place of business.
Que podemos caminar en el negocio.
And say, you know what?
¿Y sabes qué?
I've had a hard heart.
Yo he tenido un corazón duro.
You know what?
¿Sabes qué?
I was filled with unbelief.
Yo estaba lleno de incredulidad.
But I made my mind up.
Pero yo he decidido en mi mente.
That in this short time that I have left.
Que en este poco tiempo que tengo.
I want to believe for the maximum.
Quiero creer al 100.
And not the minimum.
Y no lo mínimo.
I want to focus on what is.
Me quiero enfocar en lo que
and
es.
And not on what is not.
Y no en lo que no.
I'm going to stop focusing on what is empty.
Me voy a dejar de enfocar en las cosas negativas.
And I'm going to focus on God's potential to make it full.
Y me voy a enfocar en las cosas de Dios para llenar.
Anybody have an empty vessel?
¿Alguien tiene una vacía vacía?
Anybody have an empty vessel?
¿Alguien tiene algo vacío?
Anybody have an empty vessel?
¿Alguien tiene algo vacío?
Anybody want God to fill the empty vessels?
¿Alguien quiere que Dios los llene lo vacío?
It's time.
Es tiempo.
To say God.
Para decir Dios.
Fill the empty place.
Llena los lugares vacíos.
Fill the unbelieving place.
Llena la incredulidad.
Fill up my cynicism.
Llena mi cabeza.
With faith.
Con fe.
I believe.
Yo creo.
I believe.
Yo creo.
I believe.
Yo creo.
I believe.
Yo creo.
Come on, somebody praise him.
Alguien alábenlo.
Somebody praise him.
Alguien alábenlo.
Somebody praise him.
Alguien alábenlo.
I'm not going to be too much longer.
No va a predicar mucho más.
But I'm looking for somebody here tonight.
Pero estoy buscando a alguien en este lugar.
The Holy Ghost is looking for somebody here tonight.
El Espíritu Santo está buscando a alguien esta noche.
That this word,
que esta palabra,
hit you right in the heart.
Te pegó en el corazón.
I wonder if there's anybody that would be honest with me tonight.
Quisiera ver si hay alguien que pueda honesto.
And say, I know I've been living in unbelief.
Yo sé que yo he ido en la incredulidad.
I want you to come down to this altar right now.
Quiero que vengan a este altar.
You've been struggling to believe God on the level.
Has estado batallando para creer.
That you know he's called you.
Que tú sabes que Dios puede hacer.
You've been struggling to believe God.
Tú has estado batallando para creer.
You've been feeling depression.
Has sentido la depresión.
You've been feeling the pathology of your culture.
Han estado sentido la presión de la cultura.
You've been feeling anxious.
Han sentido ansiedad.
And you say, I want to take off that garment.
Y dices, Dios, yo me quiero quitar eso.
I want to use my platform.
Yo quiero usar mi plataforma.
To communicate to my world.
Para comunicarme con este mundo.
How great my God is.
Qué tan grande es mi Dios.
This is the deal.
Este es el trato.
Whatever it is that you've been holding on to as an offense,
todo lo que has estado deteniendo,
you're going to have to be willing,
tienes que estar dispuesto,
to lay it on the altar,
para dejarlo en el altar,
and say, I will not,
y decir, yo no,
allow this,
voy a permitir,
to bind me up anymore.
Que esto me vaya a atar.
Before I leave this place tonight,
antes de que yo me vaya de este lugar,
I am exchanging this offense,
voy a estar cambiando esto,
for dominion and power with God.
Dominio y autoridad con Dios.
If that's you, I want you to get in close.
Si eso eres tú, ven, acérquense al altar.
Because I believe some people,
porque yo estoy creyendo una gente,
are going to lay it down tonight.
Van a dejarlo en el altar.
God allowed it.
Dios lo permitió.
And I'm going to release it tonight
esta noche,
because I want to walk
yo
in power
en poder,
and dominion
en dominio,
and authority.
En autoridad.
Come on. Right now,
ahorita,
I want you to lift your hands
que sus manos,
and lift your voice
y levanten su voz,
and begin to cry out
y empiecen a clamar
to God
a Dios,
and say, God,
y digan, Dios,
I'm giving you my unbelief.
Te estoy dando mi todo.
I believe.
Yo creo.
I believe.
Yo creo.
Come on, that's it.
Eso es.
Somebody cry out right
Arrégame
now.
Arréglamele ahorita.
Sharabakandarabasa. Yeah. Something's breaking.
Algo se
Something's
está quebrando.
Breaking.
Algo se está quebrando.
Breaking.
Algo se está quebrando.
Something's breaking.
Algo está quebrando en este lugar.
Somebody right now. Everybody praying with somebody. You can receive it right now. Just lift your hands and receive. Come on, go ahead and take your liberty. Go ahead and take your liberty.
Say
is revival. This is revival. Somebody get loose in the Holy Ghost.
Somebody get loose in the Holy Ghost.
Yeah. shout of praise in this place. We magnify, we glorify, we worship you, Jesus. Praise God.
Gloria a Dios.
If you want to keep praying, pray.
Si tú quieres seguir orando, ora.
But we're going to go and eat and fellowship and have a good time tonight.
Vamos a ir a comer y a praise convivir. God.
Brother Chris, pray for our food, man.
Mighty God, we come before you today, oh God. We thank you for this fellowship. We thank you for this time of worship together, oh God. Lord, we glorify you today, oh God. We worship you, oh Lord. Lord, I pray that you bless this food, have it strengthen and nourish our bodies, Lord, and our bodies to your service. In Jesus' name, amen.
God bless you. Go with God tonight.
Dios bendiga. Váyanse con Dios.